What's up, y'all, and welcome to Aisha Speaks Real. We are back with another episode. So I know y'all probably hold on.
Can you just double check and make sure that they record? Just double check. I think you should.
Say you want me to get up.
I want you to get your ass
and make sure that
you're right. You sure?
Right.
I'm going to do this whole interview and it ain't recorded. I didn't want you to just go. You do this.
But you did you see
my
it though?
Ain't recorded.
And that shit red.
Yeah.
I don't it's make red. Trust flash though, Coke.
Man, flash. You are the influence.
He always under influence.
Man. Okay, he said record. We ain't gotta get up. Anyways, you done threw me all the way out. So
you did 100 interviews today.
I've had a busy day. I've been up all day. I did an interview, had meetings. It's been a crazy ass day. But I don't want to talk about my day. We're here to talk about you. Like, we're here to get into who you are as an artist, as a person. And that's what the audience want to know. We're going to talk about my life. We're going to talk about you.
Let's do that.
So, Spike, one thing that I love as my artist, like, when it comes to music, when it comes to you as an artist, what was like your creative mindset when it came to you thinking about your name as an artist, who you wanted to present yourself to as people? I feel like that kind of really defines people when they talk about their life. This is why I came up with this name, like, because I feel like this kind of, was my foundation. This kind of opened me up, within my music, who I was. Like, what was that influence like for you?
So I started rapping after I was doing cinematography and camera work in Atlanta.
Okay.
So I've been New Money.
Yeah.
It's always been my name. So I went to Atlanta and I was doing camera shit. And they was like, "What's your name?" I was like, "New Money." And they was like, "It was for like Friday Face."
Yeah.
This was like commercial cinematography.
Yeah. So it's more like business type people. Right. They weren't feeling right. It.
So I got a production company called Freeze Frame. So then I started going with Freeze. Mm-hmm. And then like, they just wasn't accepting.
Yeah, they weren't liking it. Yeah.
So I was Freeze for a long time. Mm-hmm. So I was shooting down in Atlanta, and I was working with Antoinette McLaughlin. She was the creative director for the Hip Hop Museum in Atlanta.
Okay.
And then I was the virtual storyteller, so I'm like on the totem pole of like cameramen.
Yeah.
They got all the other camera ops and directors and people who are important and doing shit. And then I was the BTS storyteller, mm-hmm. which I thought was the bottom mm-hmm. of doing videos.
Yeah.
But the artists and people I was working with, as I learned, they like more to, see the BTS.
Right.
They like to see the behind the scenes.
Right, what's really that's going on?
So I was working with her one day and I showed it to her. Mm-hmm. And she said, "Oh, it's like a Spike Lee film."
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "No, I'm the new Spike." And
yeah. She
said, "Hey, we're going to start calling you Spike New." And I was just like, damn. It was just kind of
perfect.
That
shit was hard, and it was natural as fuck, too, when she said it.
Because at home,
oh, God,
in the DMV,
crazy.
My name is New Money.
Yeah.
I've been New Money since 16.
Yeah.
So, New Money came from, I was a hell of a dice shooter. I probably still got the scar. They probably just going away now. I used to shoot dice every day. And when I lose, I say, man, I'm about to go to the ATM real quick. So when I come back,
you're going to get more money.
This nigga came back with some new money. Yeah, and then I break the whole fucking crap game.
Yeah.
So that's where New Money came from. And then when Spike New came, I was like, oh shit, it just worked,
yeah. I ain't gonna lie, and I really admire, like, the Spike Lee, because I love Spike Lee. Like, he's one of my favorite film directors. Like, he is so creative with his work. And then just with you just doing the cinema already, it's like, damn, you Spike Lee. Like, it's like Spike New, though, because I'm that, new generation, Yeah, Spike Lee, of course, his era, I think he was around, 19. I'm trying to put him back there. Around, like, the 1990s and stuff like that. And then for you to come in, like, early 2000s, with the same vision, but adding a new flavor to it. So I think that was really dope for you
I think the most important thing is, like, not just because it's Spike Lee, but, like, for what he was able to accomplish.
Exactly.
And that's how I feel like. When it comes to my music, I feel like I'm trailblazing on a similar path.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like when Spike Lee came, it wasn't the norm to create and produce the music, the videos and movies that he was making.
Right.
And I feel like now in an era where it's this and it's that, and I'm sticking to what I'm on, I feel like it's the same walk.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I kind of, sync it up to that level.
For sure.
To the fact that it's like trailblazing a similar path but with a different thing though.
Right.
Because I like to keep everything in perspective for what it really is.
Right. Same mission, but just add a little, you know, add a little something extra to it. For sure. Was music, like, even when you was doing your cinematography, Lord, I'm probably saying that word wrong.
You just be saying a lot of words. Let me tell y'all yesterday.
Okay.
Yesterday she said,
"You on that bullshit?"
Yeah. What's up?
This you is my on that bullshit?
I got my nigga Coke with me. Look, girl, I can do what I want. I got Coke with me.
Can't like, eat the fuck,
I got
nigga.
The gray hair bed with me. I can do what I want. Okay, I want y'all to know. Yesterday when we got off the stage at Dunlin or Dooley,
who?
The hall.
Mashup
put a crazy
thing. Yeah, shout out to the mashup.
We was outside afterwards after we met everybody. And she was telling me that she ain't did a podcast in a long time. So she said, "Yeah, I went on a hyena." I said, "A what?"
Man, everything these niggas say. Okay, I'm gonna let you finish.
I'm asking the motherfucker question right here, right now.
What the fuck, you lying?
She came up to me and said, "Yeah, I went on a hyena." I said, a hiatus? She said, "Yeah, hyenas." I said, "No, hold up. I know I'm from a different city, but it's hiatus." And
nigga,
no matter how many times
but I'm gonna keep saying motherfucking hyena because nigga hyenas won't just fucking come out. Shit.
Okay.
Fuck. Anyways, this nigga lied. First of all, the story went totally different. The nigga, the producer, I forgot his name.
Macedonna.
That nigga really looked like somebody famous, bro. I don't know who the fuck he what's that nigga name? He kind of looked like Tyler the Creator and somebody else.
That nigga he looked like two famous people.
Yeah, like just his style. Like literally, y'all laughing. Fuck y'all. I'm gonna find the person who I feel like he giving me. Anyways, this nigga told me he went on a hyena. Okay, and I was like, you know what? I said I know somebody who went on a hyena before. He said, what? I said, you know what I'm talking about, and it was funny because he knew what I was talking about, and then you wanted to talk shit because y'all here was chilling, vibing in your own world. You come in talking shit like, me hiatus, the word is hiatus. I'm like, nigga, you knew what the fuck I was talking about.
So both of y'all was on the hyena.
No, I went on the hyena. He was on the hyena, but he was
I wasn't
even
high.
You was high.
I only smoked. My pants and chip up. Hey, listen. You know what? I shouldn't have looked that up.
Actually, you really should
have
brought
this up. This is what I'm doing.
How did you do me like that on my show? What the fuck?
I'm going to tell you, this is why I do an interview. Next question.
Oh, God. How you fuck me up on my show?
Because I ain't want to do you like that.
Oh, God. You fucked me up already. That's crazy. So, originally, you know, you're from Maryland. You know what I'm saying?
Oxon Hill would be his at.
Austin used to be that. And so, like, how is the music up there? Like, you know, when you, because I really do love your accent. I love meeting new people and hearing that accent. So, like, how is the music up there, man? Because y'all know we located down here, right near in Mississippi. Shout out, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to the Silk, you know what I'm saying? And I'm very just thankful for you being down here, you know, messing this space for real.
And the DMV different than anywhere else because the DMV is like a microcosm of everything that's hot in the world.
Yeah.
So, like, it ain't too many coke and boom IAs in the DMV. So, when I heard his music, that's why I'm like, damn, that shit's crazy. Because ain't a lot of that. That shit crazy.
For real?
Coke shit crazy. Y'all ain't on that coke shit. You need to get on that.
Speaking of coke, how did you even hear about him? That's what's crazy to me. That's real dope.
I was coming down here.
You think they're crazy?
The
gray
head
bed
talking,
you
gotta listen.
Why y'all think
they're
crazy?
Because he was just like, shit, I heard him. He's a hard as fuck. And I was like, that's crazy. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I ain't gonna care. Like, when you think about somebody coming from another state, you know what I'm saying? And I don't know how you heard of him. But he was he did. You know what I'm saying? He was like, oh, that nigga hard. And for y'all to be in this same room together, type shit, you know what I'm saying? Like,
That's crazy.
Like, that don't be fucked. Like,
it's really not crazy. That's crazy.
Man, okay, whatever. No. Tell me how you met him, and we're going to figure out this shit crazy.
Crazy.
Okay,
so
when you're traveling
and you're moving around as an artist, I don't have no major label behind me.
Right.
So I researched the game. And I understand what need to be done for me to be successful. So if I'm going to a demographic that I never traveled to before, I need to understand what's going on there.
Right.
I need to check the temperature. I really need to go there and prepare myself before I come back. It's like going to war. So I couldn't come here. So Lexus booked me. After Lexus booked me, she introduced me to B. So Lexus don't really like to talk too much. but B, talk a little bit.
Yeah, for
so
sure.
So I told B, I said, listen, man, I need to know what's the, like, what type of music should I bring down here? Mm-hmm. So she sent me a couple of the bars of none freestyle, woo-woo. So I'm looking at her, and she said, yeah, but this is what you need to tap into. So I cut on it. I cut on Coke.
Yeah, B.
I cut on that record. It got Rose on it. So I'm just like, damn, okay. So I listen to it. I'm like, damn, I hear it. And I'm just listening.
Hard.
Yeah, because I'm a music nigga.
Yeah,
I love music.
You love music,
and
yo.
Then I heard it.
Yeah.
So I text Lex back. I said, yo, what the fuck is this nigga?
Okay.
She's like, oh, yeah, that's the other nigga I said you cool. That's my motherfucking man. I said, all right, cool. I keep listening. I hit Sonic Boom. Now I'm in the chokehold.
Then he got your name.
I'm on separation.
Every.
I'm on separation. Mm-hmm. I'm on Sonic Boom on repeat. Now you talking about a nigga that don't even listen to other artists.
Yeah.
I mean, I listen to it, but I don't listen to it.
Yeah. Because you and I respect it because a lot of times you feel like they fuck up your flow.
Yeah, because I feel like it make you bite a little bit.
Yeah.
But I'm listening to Sonic Boom. That shit, I got that shit. I got my kids in the car. I call my daughter right now. And her and my son will tell you. It's Sonic Boom. So I'm just like listening to him. I'm like, dang, this shit got me in a chokehold. Yeah. So after like 2 days, I'm like, all right, let me listen to something else. So I keep going. Then I love yourself before you love me.
Oh, that be sound like I'm about to go to a new
man, the fact that you don't know yet.
That's crazy.
Shows that it's some work to be done.
That's really crazy.
Yeah, but dude, we gonna get there, though.
We gonna get there. It's
as
okay.
As a podcast person, you document the culture.
No doubt.
So, all right.
For sure.
So, we gonna talk about that later.
Yeah. We'll talk about that later.
So, when I heard that, I'm just like, damn. So, I hit B back up. I'm like, B, who the... I'm like, can you put me in touch with this nigga? She said, oh, yeah, that's my motherfucking man. So, I just met B. So, I run it past Lex. Lex means a motherfucker. She gonna be mad I said that. But Lex means a motherfucker. But I asked her about coke. When I asked her about coke,
I add 2 Chainz.
That's the happiest she ever been. She said, "Oh hell yeah, coke!" I said, "Oh, this gotta be a good thing."
Okay,
so I called Lex and I'm like, "Yo, I'm about to hit brother like that." And I hit coke. Coke hit me back. I'm like, "Damn!" Then I just keep listening. So then it's like as artists, I look at people as artists. Mm-hmm. So I, you know what I'm saying? I admire what they doing.
Right.
And
right.
The way that he doing it. It's like crazy because it's not a lot of people that's doing
yeah.
It. And he, like, this nigga got Jackson State, a band on one of his songs. So I'm just like, man, I'm just like at loss for words. I'm still in the chokehold. Listen to this shit when I wake up, like, what's up? I'm still listening to it. So I touch down in the SIP and we moving around. I'm fucking the city up.
For sure.
And everybody, if I see somebody in the car, they listen to Sonic Boom. Everybody. Like, this shit ain't, like, it ain't a hoax. Like, this a real thing. So, then I'm like, damn.
But it be like that, though. You hear some shit. Like, this is like you see a car. And it's like, damn, I see that car all the time. And just with that song.
Every time I see that car, I got Sonic Boom coming out of it.
Okay.
I'm talking about DJs, bad females, pretty females. Like, they all listen to coke. So, I'm like, damn, I'm on the right trail.
Yeah.
So, the fact that that he even sitting here is, like, crazy for me.
It's crazy when this type of shit don't happen.
Yeah.
When somebody, you got mutual love in between y'all, them people connect y'all. It's crazy when an artist come in your time that you don't reach out and tap in. That's the crazy part.
Yeah,
like,
that is crazy.
That divisiveness and hating and shit. Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Love pulling up, showing some love, getting some work in.
But we don't do it enough.
We don't do that enough. This shit ain't crazy. Shit.
I ain't gonna lie, I think for me, like, what I feel like is crazy is just the fact that, you know what I'm saying, with him, like you said, you wanna know what you coming into, you wanna know what you, you know what I'm saying, what you expecting when you come into a different city, and for you to just get that chokehold, for you to just be, you know what I'm saying, out of all the artists, local artists, whatever, that we have in the city, that we have in Mississippi, he was somebody to stand out with you.
I reached out to a lot of artists in the city. I ain't stopped with Coke.
Yeah.
Coke was just one that
stood out.
Yeah, because it's something there. Mm-hmm. Like sometimes in life you can just understand when it's something there.
Yeah.
That you gotta identify
got
with people. Yeah,
sure.
And it's just like as men, you know what I'm saying, black men need to connect for a bigger purpose. So
for sure.
When I heard what he was talking about, I heard his message, I understood what he was saying. It was more so on at whatever cause, whatever God called him to do, I feel like it's something that work we could do to push that forward. But I tapped in with a lot of artists from here. It wasn't just him. It was a lot of artists that I tapped into. Shout out to a lot of them was at the mashup, and I connected with them. It's just like a connection. Like when you come to a city, like you come to leave a stain. You don't just come to just come and be a vulture. And,
exactly. What was the point of even coming?
Yeah, you come here to really touch the city and feel the city. And I feel like that's what we did. Like we really came here. We patronized the producers. We hollered at the artists. We, you know what I'm saying? Messed with the people. The ladies are amazing. Love you.
Shout out to the ladies.
But I'm just saying, so it's that type of thing. So it's like, you know what I'm saying? Coke is like the cherry on the top for me. Because that's like, but it ain't just music, it's just a different thing. And we developed that over time. You know what I'm saying? It's a relationship that we have built that can't be broken. It's the deepest things that lays under that. But Mississippi is cool. We touched in with a lot of artists. I heard a lot of artists yesterday. I heard the sound. I got to feel the city. I got to taste the food. Yeah. I got to, you know what I'm saying?
The gas is cheaper. Just get into the culture of it for sure.
Yeah, the gas is cheaper for sure. I got I got a nice car. I took 93 gas. It's like $6.
How much is y'all gas back in?
Like $6. Like $5.
But damn, a cheap the regular?
For 93. 93 is like, what's 93? Cheap. Like $5, like $5.50.
Damn.
Yeah, I thought about getting a house and moving down here. Y'all gas like three.
Shit.
You
know, and I be complaining about paying goddamn $3.59.
Goddamn.
Shit. Yeah. Man, oh God, I be complaining about paying $6.
The culture is cool.
Yeah.
The people friendly as hell. It's like everybody.
Down here?
Yeah, everybody you see that, like, how you doing? Shit. Or they say, what's up?
I'm going to be talking to the wrong niggas then.
Yeah, I think you are.
For real.
Niggas in the DMV, you walk past them and don't say nothing.
Man, literally, I ain't gonna
everybody
lie.
Everybody that I walk past down here speaks.
Yeah.
I'm big on
I
that
feel
too.
Like, I ain't gonna lie, I feel like it may be because I live here, but it's like people speak to me, but it's like sometimes you always feel like somebody, okay, let's just say you're an artist. You know, we are artists.
I am an artist.
I just said that you are an artist.
You said, let's just say.
No, I'm talking about a situation. See, you trying to be fucking. You know what? Anyways, back to what I was saying. So we all artists or whatever. You know, we in the bitch like, okay, I meet you, you meet me. And really, I feel like, and maybe it's just with women. If I see another woman who maybe did a stunning job, she cute that shit, whether she was singing, comedy, whatever, we always present each other with some type of jealousy. Like how he was saying with the hate type shit. Like, it's a lot of people who, oh, I want to work with you, but I don't know what's from. And it be women, and they be like, oh, you got so many men on your podcast. Well, shit, it's easy to work with men because they going to get the business. Like, some of them do. But it's like women, it's always a jealousy. And I can go to another state, and it's like, these bitches, they just happy. It's like, you know what I'm saying? I ain't going to lie. I feel like for me, in my experience, it's like when you go to different cities, it's like people don't know you. You a different phase. They like, oh, this he dope. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, shit, nigga, I been here my whole life. These motherfuckers, they fucked up. Like, you know what I'm saying? They fucked up.
I think it's like, a lot of this shit be like in our mind. Like, when you from a space, right? Like, it's an easier way. Like me, I don't really hate it. I think like, man, it really be love. If you around like some women and shit, they be hating and jealous. Cause you around small ass women.
Yeah.
When you get in big room with big women, they know. The more I help these women over here, the more it gonna help me. I ain't gonna be on that hate. When I was around rap niggas and shit, they be on some hate and shit. They just cause they intimidate. You feel me? When you get in rooms and you get around people who not intimidated because they know, like, man, if bro go, I'ma go. It's just opening the door. Like, it's just a love. It's just a love. And I think that's anywhere. It's real deal people everywhere in the world, and it's busters everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere in the world.
Now, I can definitely
sucker shit is not regional. Like,
not regional.
That shit is global.
Not regional.
And player shit ain't regional either. That shit global too. You just gotta connect with
connect
the players.
With the right people.
You feel me? Yep. Then you know this shit gotta move in the right way. I think you need that though. Cause that lets you know you're in the wrong room.
Yeah. And being able to understand that and see that is important too. Cause a lot of niggas be in those spaces and they can't tell the difference between the fake and the real.
You trying to force yourself though.
Yep.
Sometimes you be a player, you be in a sucker situation, and you wasting too much of energy trying to force yourself in this situation. Yep. Man, you see there's some square shit going on there. Get down.
Get down. Nice.
Move around. Like, this is not the spot for you. You know what I'm saying? And then you'll find your spot. And they ain't hating them. They putting you on some game. They gonna say, oh, Shorty, I seen your interview. She was right, but listen, you should get this camera right here. Yeah. This the microphone I use. Right. This how I rap. This right. what I do. You know what I'm saying? Type shit. And it go from there.
Yeah, for sure. So back to you, Spike, when it comes to the music. I was kind of looking over. And the exact year when you started, because, you know, I know you transitioned from, you know, the video world, now you into music. And so did this all take place still in, like, the same year of you right between 2016, 2017?
Hell no. I just started rapping, like, 2 years ago.
For real? So it was, what, like, 2019?
Nah, I just started rapping 2 years ago. Like
2021. Yeah. But do you have any albums put out before then? So just 2021.
Nah, my first album came out what? My first album came out 2022.
2022.
Yeah. I've been doing music my whole life. Mm-hmm. I've been knew that I could do music. Like,
but you just didn't get serious.
I don't want the attention that come with music. I don't want. To be a coke gourmet is a lot for me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's a lot. So I didn't want that. I like to be behind the camera, but I was producing and I was trying to do things and the people that I was working with wasn't listening. So I was like, all right, I'm gonna show you the type of person.
Right.
So I just show you. And then when I show you, it's like I got a taste of it. It's like, damn, this kind of feel good. So then I'm just like, all right, let me do another one.
Yeah.
Then I did another one. Then I did the show and the show was back. Once I seen the show was back, it was like, all right, this is what I need.
You knew you seen that.
Yeah, because it was like, it's a way to do everything. And I just understand
the way to do it.
I understand the way to be successful. You know what I'm saying? The person that stand on the corner and sell drugs, the person that put a suit on and tie and go into an office, and the person that don't want to do nothing or want something, the recipe is the same. You just got to be there.
Yeah, and I feel like with you already just being in that business aspect, you already really got
the game.
You got to see so much. A lot of people don't get that. I had a meeting today with agency, and they were just talking about that, like, man, everybody think you gotta have a talent. Well, if you don't understand the business, you're gonna get fucked out of your money every time. You're gonna get fucked out of your business every time. You're gonna be talented, but you're gonna be broke.
Some motherfuckers don't got the talent, though. Let's just be honest.
Yeah.
Some motherfuckers ain't got the talent.
They ain't got the talent on the business. Yeah. They just fucked up. They fucked up all the way around, ain't it? That's crazy, man. That's crazy. So your first album, like, what was that inspired by? You
my
coming
first,
out in 2021.
My first album is called Terminal Beat Gate 29. That's the first album that I took the chance to. When I did the camera stuff, I just went to Cali.
Yeah.
And I just got on the plane with my camera and I just went. I had probably like, I had some little bit of money. And I was just like, I'm just going to go.
Took a risk.
Yeah, and I was outside walking around, and I was just getting gigs on the camera. She was crazy to me. I was like, damn,
this shit real.
Because I come from a place where it's, like, really different. Like, I come from impoverished upbringing. So, you know, even though it's been a long time removed from poverty, I still carry
that. Just think about where you came from.
So just the fact that I was able to go out there and do that, and I'm sleeping in a hotel, and I'm meeting people, and I'm, like, going up to places where I know that people are going to need camera people, and it just work like that. Then I did the same thing in Atlanta. I did the same thing in Houston. And I recorded a lot of celebrities over there. I did Rick Ross, I did Erica Banks, I did Junebug, I did some work for Gunna. I did a lot of work. I don't want to drop them, it's a name dropping. It's crazy. But I'm just saying.
Just shout out to some of the people that
opportunity opened up those doors for me.
Yeah.
And that, so once I did that, I knew that I could do anything. You know what I'm saying? If I do it right.
Right. And I really, what I take so much just from the experiences in your story is that, like, you just got on the plane, like, you know what I'm saying? You really took that risk. Like, so many people second guess themselves on things that they feel like is impossible. Yeah, or they think about money. We second guess, oh, I ain't got the money to do
this. It's a lot of people that got a lot of talent to do a lot of things.
Yep.
But they scared of rejection.
Yep.
They scared of what people gonna think.
They scared to fail.
It's a lot of motherfuckers that I went to high school with on Facebook that don't like that I rap. I don't give a fuck. My show's packed.
Yep.
Like, I'm more of a nigga that's like analytical. Like, I look at the numbers. I don't give a fuck what one or two or 10 people say that's hating. I look at the motherfuckers that's supporting. And that's something that I had to learn. I wasn't always like that. I used to get cut up on the motherfuckers who was hating. But then somebody told me, you know, pay attention to the people that support. And I think that's a thing that I would tell all the people that got talent that want to do something. Like, you only gonna live one life.
Exactly, that's it.
And with this motherfucker, you gotta live this motherfucker.
Yeah.
Like, if it's some shit that you wanna do, I know that I'm not gonna be the nigga that get put 6 feet under and it's some shit that I wanted to do that
and
I didn't
be doing.
Yeah.
That
and
be
then
the worst
if thing. I could do it, I'm gonna do it. And I'm gonna do that motherfucker.
For sure.
The best that I could do it. I'm gonna be me doing it. And I feel like if more people did that, the world would be a better place. Because like he was saying, the plan shit, just like,
it'd
you know
what
I'm
saying?
It'd be easier to work. It'd be easier to work because people would be more secure in who they are. Because they chased their dreams. They became who they was meant to really be. Exactly. Like some people was meant to work at McDonald's. And some people was meant to be on other stages. And it's cool. But find what's for you.
Exactly.
Because at the end of the day, like this shit that's right here, this shit that's in the skin that we in, it's some shit in it. The intellectual property that's embedded inside us.
It's deeper than what our mouths and our eyes see.
Them people paying money for that shit.
Yeah.
They paying money for it. So you got to understand who you are. And then understand, like, if you want to do something, you can do it. Because there's a reason that you was oppressed and wasn't able to be who you was intended to be for that reason. And if people looked at things like that and just did what they wanted to do, I feel like the world would be a better place. But for lack of better words.
I definitely 100% agree
with
that, you know
what
I'm
saying?
What you think,
Cole? That what I was saying, man, when you get in a room with people vibrating at the same frequency, it ain't gonna be like no hate. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because they know we swapping gang, we building each other. Like, when you get in a room and it's not, everybody not operating at the same frequency, that when you gonna get some envy, some jealousy, some bullshit like that, they just come with the shit. But like I said, I think you need that, though. So you will feel it, and you got to move around.
For
the problem
sure.
is you try to sit there too long.
Yes.
You think you can turn some suckers into some players.
Woo! Preach. Man. Boy, you better preach on these motherfucking podcasts. I'm not lying.
Say amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. For real, like, I just think, like, even with the conversation we was, like, having before the pod, like, you know, you was just like, why you didn't do it? Like, what was stopping you? Like, I just did a podcast with somebody, and I was asking, like, what's holding you back? And even in my situation, you know what I'm saying, I just feel like we always thinking about, like, I ain't in the right headspace. I'm going through mental, like, you know what I'm saying? We thinking all the problems we got and be like, bro, like you said, shit, this the time to do it. Like, when you going through shit, because that's what people going to feel is real.
You
like, people can understand.
Going through all this shit, did your lights get turned off?
Yeah, one time. They did. I'm one
saying,
time. Okay.
Like, how long you think you were going through this shit?
For a few days, and that shit was over with.
I'm talking about, like, where you were, like, in feel like you was in a bad situation.
How long I feel like I was in a bad shit for? Damn near, what, a year? Well, really, the situation itself was prolonging, like, man. But just that situation.
Like a couple years.
Yeah, like a couple years.
And how many times your life get turned off?
Once.
In one time.
You kept paying your life bill.
I kept paying.
So keep doing your shit. Yeah. Whatever was going on in your life.
I still had to pay the bills.
The same way you owe the light company, you owe yourself too. So the same way, through all the bullshit, no matter what happened, how many times you cried or hurt or whatever, you still found a way to pay them folks. Still found a way to be your shit.
For sure.
I ain't paying nobody before I pay myself.
Man.
It's crazy you say that, because I feel like literally I've been doing that. I was telling my friend, I was like, I don't care about these bills, because I mean, like, I'm literally in that mindset of I owe myself everything.
Sure.
Literally, because if I die today, that shit, who gives a fuck? The damn, somebody gonna pay that shit. The other people gonna pay that shit. Like, the seven people finna pay that.
Sure.
Like, they still gonna get paid. So if I don't give myself what I owe myself today, like, tomorrow may not even be here. Tomorrow's not coming. So I really do think it's important to live for your dreams. And, you know, even with you, when you started your music career in 2021, you getting on that plane, like, there was you believing in yourself. There was you taking those risks despite the odds, despite what other people think of you. We talked about how people didn't like the fact you were rebel. Fuck what people say. You kept going, like, for real. Fuck what people say, like, you kept going, like, and that's real, because a lot of people, it ain't even pride, like, it just be the thought of what people think about them, and they like, man, they don't believe in me. You only think in small numbers, like, bro, there's literally a group of people, like, it's a big ass world out here.
Big ass world.
A big, like, bro, it's more country, nigga, it's countries out here, nigga, like, you think about a good ass state. Nigga, I'm thinking about Alaska, nigga. I'm thinking about, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and that's because, like, how y'all was saying, like, we think so small. We need fucked up ass environments. The frequency that we around, that's giving out bad energy. But when you take yourself out of those spaces, when you re- leave all the bullshit, release all that bullshit. It's like your mind get clear. You like, okay, I'm seeing some different shit. I'm finna elevate.
Aisha speaks real.
Aisha most definitely speaks real. For real. Aisha most definitely speaks real. So, your new project. I know you got a new project
working. What's it called?
I just looked at it. Like, what the fuck? Why you gotta do it like this?
I can't play with you.
Oh, God. Like,
I told the people yesterday I had to get on two planes to get here. Mm-hmm. So, if you want, alright, I'm gonna go.
Please help me, because I'm struggling.
The new EP I dropped was called Full Circle.
Full Circle?
The album I dropped before that was called Baggage Claim.
Ooh, I like that. I'm gonna go listen to that. I'm really like,
I'm
gonna play this. I hope so. Don't hope.
I don't hope.
I don't believe in hope. You gonna hope you pay your car? No, this shit ain't gonna get paid. I'm gonna listen to it. I mean, literally. All right. Like, seriously.
Yeah, but well, hope is good too.
No, don't hope. Because if you hope, it might not happen.
Hope is the beginning of faith.
Well, I've already given you the faith.
Hope is the thing, is what I'm saying. I hope that they playing my shit like they play Coke shit.
Hey, I like that.
I want to play Spike. Nah, but that's real. Like, all my albums is airport thing. Because everything I'm doing musically is like a takeoff.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm kind of like. All my albums, they airport thing. The EP I did was called Full Circle. I did that for a DJ called Best Friend. We did that in like 2 days. We made like 12 songs and we picked 4 of them. You know? Like,
yeah. Talk a little bit about your music creativity, because you know I just hear from you talking like shit. You be on it with the music.
Yeah, I do. I want to hear about Coke. I want not to bounce sugar. I'm gonna add some mine. I want to hear about it.
Like his creativity. Yeah, because I'm a huge fan. Most definitely.
I feel like when I go in the studio, it really depends on what type of mood I'm in, because I make music based on how I feel.
Right.
I don't just go in my phone and sit down and listen to beats and make up a whole bunch of shit. Like, when I feel like I'm in that mode, bless you, to be a rapper, I write. And sometimes I don't write. Sometimes I just might be in a space where I'm going to go to the studio and I'm going to just go. And you know what I'm saying? I've been doing that a lot more lately. So, I mean, my music is a reflection of who I am. So I feel like I live my life. I do my work, whatever that may be. I pick up my kids. I be a father. You know what I'm saying? I do things, you know what I'm saying? I do situations, and in between all that, whatever you get is what you get. I feel like that's how it's truly creative.
Yeah, and that's how you put all that into your music.
I mean, that's how I feel like you put what's real into your music. And that worked for me, because at the end of the day, when I'm done recording it, I know that it ain't a person that know me that can listen to it that can say, nah, this ain't enough. Nah. Because that's what means the most to me, that it's authentic.
What about you, Coke? Talk a little bit about, like, your crazy.
Let's hear about it. How you make Sonic Boom, nigga? Yeah. Let's get to the real fucking part of this interview. How you make Sonic Boom, nigga?
This man been on Sonic Boom like a mother.
That's his song.
Man, we just work, man. We don't really, like sing or nothing. We just go in there and work. Like, I always got some songs.
For real?
Yeah, I rap through everything. Whatever I got going on, whatever, we gonna get in there. And then when it's project time, we kind of
overdrive.
Oh, now we just try to like, I listen to like where I'm trying to go with what type of story I'm trying to tell.
Yeah.
What I'm trying to, whatever like the energy I'm on at the time. Yeah. And then I kind of see if I got, I start to put it together like this. So out of the 40 songs I done, I might got 3. Feed what I'm trying to do, and then I start to add to them songs.
Yeah. Now, when it comes to y'all writing, like, do y'all sit and write y'all songs, freestyle? Because I hear a lot of people, I ain't gonna lie, I hear a lot of people like freestyle that music. Like, they be like, man, should I just go in there and just rap?
Punching gods.
For real. Like, shit, that stuff is fun.
I don't freestyle, and punching in it really like writing without the paper. Like, you know what I'm saying? You just writing on spot. Sometimes I might catch a vibe though, just getting there and really get cooking though. I don't necessarily gotta like. With my engineer, shout out to Slim. He really, I'm gonna punch in and things.
That's what's up. So, Before we get out the pod, I want y'all to drop y'all Instagram handles. It was a pleasure to have both of y'all on here for real. Shout out to you too, Spike. Y'all, he definitely came by this thing at the mashup. Shout out to the mashup again. But I'ma shut up, man, and let y'all give out y'all handles so the people on the pod listening and tuning in, they can follow y'all and definitely tune into y'all music. And it is on all platforms. Okay.
You could get Coke Boom My Eight on all platforms.
Shout out to Coke, bro. Shout out to Coke.
Some of you artists need to tap in. That's your healing. But you can catch Spike New on Spike_New on IG, Facebook, whatever. And then you can hit the website SpikeNew.com. New N-U, not N-E-W. We ain't new to this. We've been doing this for a minute.
For sure. Let people know where they can follow you at Coke. About your social
gray hair band. I get my man introduction when he here.
Just go to CokeBoomYA.com for all your CokeBoomYA needs. Tap in with your friend.
For sure. Did you give out
your
IG?
You don't go to IG. You go to
CokeBoomYA. Coke.
Yeah, I don't want people to know my IG.
Okay.
No, I'm just playing. It's everything CokeBoomYA.
Okay, well, y'all, that's it for Aisha Speaks Real Podcast. Thank y'all for tuning in. And I hope y'all enjoyed this episode. I hope y'all really took in all the great knowledge and information we gained from both of these amazing artists. I love y'all, and we'll see y'all next time.